Today's gospel, we hear the words of the angel to Zechariah. The mission of his son. How many years do you think Zechariah was praying for his wife to conceive a child? Do you think it was just in the last couple months that he's praying? You know? All right, I guess it's time for us to have children. How many years and years and years? It was precisely for this moment, this time. We understand that the role of John the Baptist, that he couldn't have been born 60 years earlier in order to fulfill what he would be about and do. And so it is exactly for this time that the prayer of Zechariah can be answered. It says that Zechariah was disturbed at the sight of the angel. Well, it's part of it is because Zechariah was of the priestly division. Many of the priests were Sadducees, didn't really believe in angels. And so he has a hard time seeing what is before his eyes. The invitation not to be afraid, and the understanding of the work that his son will do. My brothers and sisters, there is a part of our hearts that often desires big and dramatic things to be a part of our life. Where do we get images and thoughts of this? Well, we get it from Hollywood. Get it from TV shows, movies. It's big, epic things that are a part of people's life. And we long to have these big, epic moments as a part of our life. But there is an invitation for us in the everyday. How old was Zechariah at this moment? I mean, I have no idea. How many days and days and days and weeks and weeks and weeks of service and such for this one moment. And then when this one moment comes, he hardly believes him. In fact, he gives the impression that he doesn't believe. And the angel knows this and says, okay, you're not going to be able to speak until that child is born. The point not really making well. I guess I'm asking the question, like, how do you make a saint? Is it one epic moment, one thing, one decision that then this person or this person is gifted in all of these ways and therefore God chose them to be his saint? That is not seemingly the experience of a great majority of the saints of the church. It was not one definitive moment. It was not their abilities and talents and gifts that made them saintly. It was their dependence upon God. They were not just great people by their humanity. In fact, many of them struggled mightily in the world. I say that because I want to encourage all of you. Every single one of us, our destiny is called to heaven. We are called to be saints. But every single one of us, if we are faithful to God, we possess everything that is necessary for that sanctity We have to try and outdo each other on radical dependence upon God, radical trust in Him, radical charity, to be dependent upon His grace. Saints are made in the everyday, my brothers and sisters. They are made in the everyday. You have access to everything that you need. Do you believe me? You have access to everything you need in Jesus Christ. And it's not on you. It's not on your ability. It's not your strength. It's never been your strength. It's never been your human ability, your wisdom, your wit, your beauty, your masculinity, it's never been about any of that. It is about God's strength being manifest in our weakness. So in humility, to receive the great gift that is grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit that God desires to pour upon all of His sons and daughters, we have everything we need. Saints are made in the humble reception of this great gift of salvific and merciful love. There is no other recipe for saints. One recipe, and one recipe only. Amen.